Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Did you know that gossip can keep an individual and a church disarmed in the battle against the powers of darkness, keeping us from putting on the armor of God, keeping the Christian from his or her first line of defense? This week, we have been examining a proper approach to the words of God. Today, I would like to share an example of the fruit of such an approach that honors God. Ephesians 6:13-14. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Truth spoken of here is all truth, truth in every part of my life, not just the truth of God's Word, which is referred to specifically in 6:17 as the sword of the Spirit, but that truth as it relates to every area of my life. This belt of truth is to be the first piece of armor of God that I put on, our first line of defense in our daily battles against darkness, not just an intellectual assent to the Scriptures, but truth in our relationships to each other, truth in our business dealings, in our finances, in all our talk and actions. And then I thought, wow, because I made the connection between gossip and not putting on the belt of truth, and the fact that people who gossip are obviously not speaking the truth in love, which Paul teaches in Ephesians 4:15 to be critical to our spiritual growth. So let's see if I've got this right. With gossip, we introduce a behavior that in effect shuts down our defense in spiritual warfare, and we introduce a destructive behavior that undermines spiritual growth within the body of Christ. We may not see something wrong with this picture now, but the focus will be much sharper before the judgment seat of Christ. In spite of clear scriptural teaching, we do not take gossip seriously. The spiritual forces of wickedness must laugh when they see us rail against an immoral world and yet wink at a world of iniquity in our everyday relationships within the church. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.